The Record Shop.
The Record Shop.
On The Killer Joint.
All right, that's how it is. It's time for The Killer Joint, and it is Record Shop time, and we're going to be chatting to Okamo, and we will be having a conversation with her in a short bit. For the month of August, we're redirecting the focus and focusing on the silent heroes. We're talking about social media managers, PR personnel, artist managers, composers, engineer. The list goes on and on. These are the people who you wouldn't normally know their name, even or face. Your favorite DJ booked at a venue, they are responsible for. Your favorite artists releasing new music, they are also responsible for the smooth transition. We can go on and on about what they do. For for the month of August, to join us and to have a chat about this and more in the house music space, the music business in general, we are joined by Kamo Mailula, and who is an artist manager currently representing Masha and Kasango, who you would know for their fantastic Heavily production, and that we have played on the show. You will find out a little bit more as we get into it, as we welcome Okamo into the show. Welcome to the show, Okamo.
Good evening. How is everybody doing this cold Friday night? I hope everybody is well.
Of course, everyone is quite well, and of course we're keeping them entertained with the music that we have, and also informing them about the game and the ladies that are making it possible for us to see our favorite artists doing their best.
Yeah,
cool, man. Thanks, Kamo, for making time to chat to us, and welcome to the Killer Joint. Let's get into it, knowing Okamo, the person, a little bit better. Who is Kamo?
So I'm Kamo Mailula.
Yeah.
I am a artist manager.
Yeah.
I am also a social media manager. I also work in events with Deep Soul Sensation and Dance Music Summit.
Yeah.
And I also work with a small movement called Women of Deep.
Yeah.
So that movement is to support women that are in the house scene that are also DJs or producers.
Yeah.
So we try and, you know, come up with a, like, event just so we can showcase those women's talents.
Yeah. So let's get into what you do exactly. You could have easily been anything, but you are today an artist manager. How on earth did you? How did this happen? Like, how did it go about to become who you are in the space and what you do?
Oh, okay. So I love music.
Yeah.
In general, but I am known for loving house music a bit more. Since I was probably late primary, early high school, the way I used to listen to music, it was a lot of music, and I introduced a lot of people to a lot of music. So I would create playlists for people.
Yeah.
And I used to even create playlists for DJs.
Wow.
Some of them would also get some music from me.
You.
Because I would I would ask my mother to, you know, buy a few tracks for me off, you know. that was me at that time.
Yeah.
But everybody thought that I should become a DJ.
Yeah.
I thought about it, but it did not really resonate with me, you know? For me at that time, it was like, okay, I think I do have the somewhat potential, because my playlist, you know, I always had to make sure that I had new music.
Yeah.
Like, the Ebon Beat was where I would
Shazam
all these songs, and I'd be like, I want the song,
yeah.
You know? So I would always be very interested in the music scene, but I was not sure about me being
manager,
a DJ.
Yeah.
It's more of, I was still trying to figure out what else can I do in the music scene. But yeah, So I think also because of the love for music, I'm always wanted to do more, and I'm someone who likes helping people a lot.
Yeah.
So when I started this thing, I actually started managing this year.
Oh, wow.
So everything actually started this year in the pandemic.
Yeah.
And now I'm managing two artists that are doing great things in the industry. And I think people should, you know, be looking out for them.
Yeah.
And it all started with just all these, you know, the love for music, creating playlists.
Yeah.
And and then I just wanted to, you know, learn and understand the music industry, you know.
Yeah.
And because there's so many things that one person can do in the music industry besides being a producer or a DJ.
Yes. Now, we're going to get into more avenues that you might have been exposed to. You then got into a space, this space which is dominated by men. What do you find in the industry in terms of how business is conducted? And by this, we mean, is there a difference between how you are treated versus how me would treat the gents, you know? Is there a difference there?
Okay, if we're being honest, business is business, right?
Yeah.
I understand the whole thing where it's a male-dominated area.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of women that are doing really great stuff in the industry. It's just they also need to be heard. But one thing I can tell you about myself that I think I've realized is that I am not going to wait for opportunities. I have to create those opportunities.
Yeah.
It's like right now as a manager, because I do most of their admin stuff, right? So, and also having to try and get gigs for them. So the issues that we would usually find, especially when it comes to getting gigs for them, it's more of, okay, who are you?
Yeah, who do you know?
Women, and we're not, who do you know? You know, those type of things.
Yeah.
But I realized that I can't always keep asking.
Yes.
I also have to try and create those opportunities for myself and for the people I manage. So, for example, I am planning an event, right, in November.
Yes.
The reason I'm creating that thing is because I also want to be that person that gives my people a platform.
Yes.
To showcase what they can do, to showcase their music. You know, and also the people that are surrounding it's people that people don't know, you know, and there's so much talent that I don't want it to just stay there on social media and it never, you know, grows, because there's a lot of people. And I just think that there are a lot of women that are doing really good stuff.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I don't know why, for some odd reason.
Yeah.
They are being ignored. I don't know. But that's why I say, and I realize that now they do see that they're not going to be knocking at all doors.
Yeah.
They're going to create their own opportunities.
Yes.
Because they're not going to be waiting for a certain person to come back to them and give them, you know, what they want. So they'd rather just get it for themselves or create that opportunity for themselves.
Yeah. Or actually championing to just do your own events, do your own space, create your own niche market, and the demand will be there, I guess, which is really great direction to go. So let's talk about Tusk. While you are talking about Tusk, as you said, you are planning an event in November and so forth. Try paint a picture for us as to how your day looks like, and then how you fully booked on weekends look like.
Okay, so first thing I do is to check my emails, check text, you know, check if there's anything that I, you know, anything new, you know, since the time I went to bed and the time I had woken up.
Yeah.
I have to check my schedule, how it looks, who I have to chat to, who I have to contact, get back to people, you know.
Yeah, follow
and
up, yeah.
I have to, yeah, and I also have to, you know, check my artists, check how far they are with their projects, any new ideas. You know, we have to communicate. There's communication between us and their manager and the artist. So it's basically, I'm working for them, but they're also working for me, you know?
50-50, so
we help each other, you know? So we have to keep making sure that everything is strategized correctly. I have to, you know, handle all the admin stuff, you know, because what we want to do is let them focus on the music part,
yeah,
and then everything else I shall do.
Yeah,
no, and obviously with their help when they can, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how we work.
That's amazing teamwork spirit. I need you. You need me. We need the brand, so we all go home happy. When picking who to represent, if picking is a thing, what is the process there? How do you go about choosing who to manage, or do artists pick you?
Okay, so I have to connect with the artists and their music.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be that one person who just takes on people just because, you know, they want their manager.
Mm.
I need us to be a team, you know. I need us to be on the same page when it comes to almost everything, you know. Though, yes, we will not see eye to eye sometimes, but it would really be a better oiled machine, you know, when we all resonate in the same way. I like your music, I like who you are, and I really believe that we can try and grow your brand, you know. And it doesn't really matter if, you know, you're in the house music or you're hip hop, warm up piano or whatever.
Yes.
But I just see, like, if I resonate with your sound and you know, then why not? We can achieve great goals.
No, that's dope. I mean, it's all about vibes and energy, I guess. And I'm sure you'll find a goal and an objective together if you're vibing well. The music business for you, for your artist, piracy from it all, how is it affecting business?
Sure. Okay, so it's
Not
good. It's crazy because we have people that they would hear your song on a mix, and then they'll chop it up, and then they'll post it. Gobu, Fataza.
Yes.
I guess those things. The one thing that I think it's like the positive side of piracy. The only thing that I think is positive is the fact that people are exposed to that artist's sound.
Oh yes, yes.
I think that's the positive side of that, but it's killing the artist. There's so much that goes into creating a song. So many resources. If you have your vocalist, if you're going to need a guy that's going to play the guitar or something, and that time people that also want to eat, so that very guitarist wants money. I have to take out money and pay that person. So it's sad that piracy, we're still handling piracy in South Africa. It's bad. It's horrible. And I understand that also the economy is just
bad.
And I also understand that not everybody can afford to, you know, buy music. But I think by all means, can you all just try, you know, and buy music, stream music, you know? Because I don't know, I think maybe people think by one person streaming one song, the person will get like 10K,
yeah,
and that's not the case. That's not the reality, you know. So I would really appreciate when people support artists because there's a lot of things that goes into creating that your favorite jam.
Yeah, and I also think artists have the responsibility to drive them to their accounts. I think, like, talking about it, right now, Bandcamp sounds like one of the best and most friendliest places where you can post up your stuff and get money from it. And I guess also I, as I'm a radio DJ and a club DJ as well, I need to educate some fans and say, hey, actually, you can go get it out on Bandcamp, Tracksource, or whatever the case. Because at least there, the money goes directly to the artist. On Bandcamp. But yeah, I guess piracy is really killing it, and I understand, as you mentioned, the guitarist needs to get paid, studio time, equipment, PCs, your creativity,
and there's a lot.
Yeah, no, the list goes on. Very, very bad. Let's take it back a little bit to the young Kamo. Her playlist, what was she listening to?
No. I have a very long list.
Just mention a few.
It's quite long, but I'll try and
cut it short.
So there's Al Clues, there's Donnell Jones.
Oh, wow.
There's a Black, who's also known as Colin Van Com.
Yeah.
There was The Rivers, Sade.
Oh, wow.
Benny Spear, Kajanin, Busty Ground, Zamazobe, Keita. Elton John, you know, and a whole bunch of House Africa and Soul Candy compilations back then.
No, man, you are well-grounded when it comes to music, I can tell. You are very well-grounded there. Sticking to home, how was the support for your career move, being in the industry that is? I ask because being in the industry does not normally come across as a normal job, per se. So how was the support at home?
My family is very supportive.
Yeah.
I think because they know that I've always been a lover of music.
Yes.
So I think to them it's not even surprising at all, because I remember when I was in matric and I told my mom that I'd love to go to the Soul Candy Institute.
Yes.
But she's like, it's cool, just finish your degree, you know, and you can go.
Yes.
You know, she understood, but it was more like, just do this one thing and then you can go there.
Yeah.
But my I have a really great support structure. Even my grandparents in their 80s, I mean, they're 80s, but they know the people that I manage. They would ask, how is Kasango? How is Mesh? You know?
Yes.
So they are very much involved. You would think that they just, it's more of, okay, no, we don't really understand, but okay, that's fine. No, but they are actually paying attention to what I'm doing, and they are very supportive, and I'm very grateful for their support.
It's very lovely. Makes your day quite a bit easier as well if you're having a tough
That's
one.
True.
So how has the journey been so far since you've embarked in this journey of being a manager and being involved in such a level that you are in now?
Mm.
How has the journey been?
It's been quite interesting. Like I said, I've only started managing this year.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, you know, growth, so much learning happening. I mean, you know, you see the industry just keeps having different changes. There's so many things going on. There's hype, there's, you know, people call it trends, and it's quite difficult to sometimes keep up, but you have to keep up with what's happening. And keeping up means you also know how to deal with things or learn how to deal with things in the industry, you know?
Yeah.
And when you keep learning things, obviously that means growth. Yeah. And you deal with different people every day. You have to be able to deal with everybody and their different personalities, you know?
Yes.
So as much as someone may come to you and, you know, they seem somewhat problematic, you're going to have to be that one person that makes sure that you're going to get the work done, whether you like it or not.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
going to have to do it. It's for both of us, and it will be to the benefit of us, you know.
Yeah.
So, and you also have to be quite confident, you know, believe in yourself that I will do this. And I can do
yeah,
this.
Confidence, you know? Confidence plays a major role.
Sometimes it gets quite difficult, you know, but you have to do it. It's part of what you've chosen to do if you have chosen to do that thing.
Yeah.
So you have to deal with all the consequences, you know, good and the bad.
Yeah, no, man. Like, now you're making me look into myself and say, yeah, ne? how's the journey been like? So besides Masaya and Kasengo, who in the house music space does the things for you, artist-wise?
Okay, so there's Mindset 29.
Yes.
There's, like, Villain. Miss D.
Yes, Miss D. Pretoria.
And then I'm going to add a little bit of Lepotizinyana here. my brothers in music.
Yeah.
Corruption, Becky Jenga, Kamal the One, Kime Bu.
Yo,
and
the list is on.
Yeah, I'm not forgetting one person that lately, he's been doing the things.
Yes. Who's that?
Karabo.
Oh, Karabo in the East Red. Yeah.
Yes.
Ah, we had him on the show not so long ago. Beautiful album.
Yes.
Euphoria.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, no, his
Euphoria album is.
Yeah, no.
Perfect.
man. And one of his songs was listed at the UK something there. And it's just dope. Yeah, it's just dope.
Yeah, no, he's a childhood album.
Yeah, it's a song that is called Celestial Dreams, I think. Yeah, some song like that. Yeah, it's featured out in the UK on some documentary and stuff. So it's amazing. Social media, at artist, if you want, how can people get a hold of you if they would love your services and probably love your energy and want to work with you in future? Where can people get a hold of you?
Okay, I'm on Twitter, gamu_mailula_. And then Instagram, gamu_mailula.
Yes.
And then, of course, I have to add my artist. For Kasango, it's Kasango Music, both on Twitter and Instagram. And then for Mesh, is Mesh Worldwide.
Yes.
Both for Twitter and Instagram.
Amazing stuff. We'll definitely follow the brothers and all that you have mentioned. You submitted a playlist of some of the tunes you like. What are the story behind this selection? What's the story behind this selection?
Okay, so I think people already by now they would know the first two. Obviously, my artists have to be there. Somehow.
Yeah, for sure.
They have to be there. People can't just hear what they're doing, what they're busy with. It's just basically my almost somewhat everyday songs, songs that I play quite a lot, like now, you know. Those are the songs that I resonate with a lot more currently. That's just
Kamo.
My playlist.
Yeah, Kamo, you are a star. Thank you for coming in. And
we thought
let's shine the spotlight into the heroes that makes our artists shine. You doing the dirty work. You make sure that everything is on par. And I'm sure sometimes they are really afraid of you, I guess. They're like, deadlines, she's coming for me.
Oh, my goodness. No, I give them enough time so they know.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. Kamo, you are a star. Keep shining.
Thank you very much.
Making sure that the gents are on time. And all the best, man. And hope to see
you also managing people
and making them as icon as possible, putting them onto the map. Continue doing magic.
That's what I need to. You must just know.
Yeah.
Icons.
Yeah.
Icons, they shall be.
All right. We'll be playing your selections right now. Beautiful selections that you chose in the song. So we mixed them up for you. And voila. You got the mix. So we're going to be playing some of your special tunes right now. So thank you very much for being part of the show and keep shining, as I said. And man, keep on doing the amazing work that you do.
Thank you very much. Thanks
Cheers,
for having
man.
Me.
Great stuff. All right, that's how it is. We're chatting to Kamo. She's a manager. She's managing Mesh and Kasango currently, making sure that the guys are doing amazing stuff. Awesome conversation, and we're going to continue with the show. Of course, the mix is on. She has selected songs that she's currently jamming to and that she loves. And yeah, let's take a listen to it. Corruption, featuring Begin Jinga. Two Signs, also Ane, also some Draco. We've got Kings of Tomorrow, Ed Soul, the New Town Soul, with Change the World, Brand New, also Citizens Deep with Kasayango. So it's amazing, man. So she selected a few songs that she currently jams to. This is a special edition of the Record Shop, where we're shining the spotlights to every woman in the space of house music. That's how it is. Record Shop time. She comes on with this selection. Let's jam. Up next is going to be Remix Corner. Then we chat to Artist of the Week. So let's enjoy the music for now. Amazing stuff on Vow 88.1.
I am a woman in house music. Masterful, powerful, and able to control others.
The Record Shop.
The Record Shop.
On the Killer Joint.
Shop
on the Killer Joint.
I am a woman in house music.
Balloon Ranger, Balloon. silk lasso around my neck. It's pulling me down, down, gently, gently. I'm softly exhaling. You give me release. I'm softly exhaling. You give me release. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. The Record Shop.
The Record Shop.
On the Killer Joint.
You leave me deflated. You give me release. My own private balloon ranger. You know what I need. You know.
For your ear.
Let the eardrum shake.
Thank you.
Killer Joint.
The Woman in House Music.
I'm
Eardrum Shake.
That the world you've been searching for is inside of you. Oh, just close your eyes.
Joint on VAR FM. Fridays from 8 p.m. to midnight, and again on Saturdays from 6 to 9 p.m. VAR FM. Hear it. Feel it. Live it.
Hashtag I am a woman in house music. I am a woman in house music.
Killer Joint on Vow FM. Fridays from 8 p.m. to midnight. And again on Saturdays from 6 to 9 p.m. Vow FM. Hear it. Feel it. Live it.
I am a woman in house music. Masterful, powerful, and able to control others.